Find a comfortable sitting position. In this practice, it can be useful to sit on a chair, but you can also sit on a mat. Try to keep your back straight but not stiff, your hands resting steadily on your lap. When you feel ready, close your eyes and begin to focus on your breath, trying to gradually stabilize it and to stabilize yourself in your breathing. A metaphor is used in this imagery exercise. The metaphor of the bus driver. Several things will happen in this story where you are invited to face what you truly want from your life, such as your goals, values, ideals, and the paths you wish to take in your life journey. Imagine now you are a bus driver, and the bus you are going to drive is your life. What do you want this bus to look like? What color should it be? Its shape. Its size. The condition it's in. Are there ads or other things on the sides and back of the bus? Once you have imagined what the bus looks like, get on the bus and sit in the driver's seat. Before setting off, try to think of everything you want to happen in your life, everything you want from your life. For example, spending more time with yourself, taking better care of yourself, cultivating your relationship with your children or other family members, giving more room to friendship, starting a new business or a new professional project, anything that may be important to you. How important is each one of these goals? How will you prioritize them? Think about this. And when all of this is clear, start the engine, put it into gear, and start moving. Decide to head in the direction you want your life to go in. move towards what is important for you now. Look with awareness and clarity at who and what you wish to meet during this journey. Go in this direction, and at some point, stop the bus. Open the doors to let passengers on your bus. Immediately, you realize these passengers are unpleasant and annoying. They represent all the thoughts, images, memories, messages, judgments, self-criticism, and feelings that often make your life difficult. For example, there might be worries about the outcomes of your actions, or there might be memories of being judged for your physical appearance or your character. Or for things you did or did not do. There could be the thought that nobody likes you, or no one really cares about you. Thoughts telling you that you will not be able to go in the direction you want to, or that you should not go in that direction. That it is wrong or unfair. These judgments might tell you that you are incompetent or weak. Imagine that these passengers are shouting at you, telling you you absolutely have to drive in another direction. But an important thing to bear in mind is that these passengers have no weapons. They do not have anything dangerous that can actually harm or threaten you. They simply shout at you to turn the other way or stop. So at some point, you stop the bus and tell these passengers that they are wrong and have to stop shouting. But they are not convinced. You cannot persuade them to stop. You try to keep going in the direction you were originally headed in, but they keep saying, "No, you have to turn around. You can't continue on this road." They try to verbally force you to change direction, but they have no weapons. They cannot do anything violent or dangerous. They can only use words. They only continue to shout. When you feel exasperated, you stop the bus again, grab one of the passengers, and throw him out the window. Then you throw another one out the door. Then you try to throw another one out the window. But you realize that he's too heavy. And as you try to push him out the window, you see the one you had already thrown out coming back in through the door. You keep on trying to push them out, but they keep on getting back home. What you need to understand in this moment is that these disturbing passengers, such as your memories, thoughts, comments, judgments, feelings, cannot really touch you or sabotage the mechanics that move your bus. You are the driver, and they are passengers. They can say, "You will fail. You are dangerous. You are not good enough." Or, "You are stupid." But they cannot actually stop or redirect the bus. After all, they have no weapons. They do not have knives or guns. They only have their voices, their words. They are totally harmless. If you decide to not listen to them or believe what they are saying to you, which would only give them power. At a certain point, you decide to stop the bus and take a deep, mindful breath. Then, with a trustful smile on your face, you begin to understand that perhaps it is better to let this passenger stay on the bus instead of trying to kick them off. At the same time, you also decide not to do what they tell you to do and not to believe what they tell you. So you decide to no longer feed them. You switch the engine back on, and you resume driving in the direction you were going in. You might want these passengers to go away, but they won't. But it doesn't matter, because you know that you can keep on driving in the direction you have chosen in your life, even in the presence of these disturbing passengers. For a while, they keep on shouting that you are not going to make it, that you can be dangerous, that you have to change direction, and that you are not going in the right direction. Gradually, however, you hear the intensity of their voices fading away, until at some point there is only a background whisper. Eventually, you notice with pleasure that they are tired of shouting and only a peaceful silence remains. At this point, more confident and determined, you continue to drive in the direction you have chosen to follow. In this unique and relatively brief life.